blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Here we are. Yeah, Lord, I need thee.
God bless. God bless all my father's children in Radio Land. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For the book of Genesis, the revelations is real. Those of you, my friends, that have enemies that have overtaken you, those of you that have those court cases that seem unwinnable, those of you that have that pain and suffering in your body and it seems that you can't get rid of it, those of you right now that are at war for no reason at all, those of you that are dealing with those that are throwing stumbling blocks right there in front of you. Yes, my friends, that court case is pending. You know, friends, I've talked to many about those physical problems in their body, that arthritis, gout, diabetes, rheumatism, growing hair on your head, those of you that the nature's on vacation. I've told you many a times back then that there was always someone that can go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so that they can go off into the woods on the following day, go off into the fields the following day without that pain. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter what, how long you've been facing it, my friends. We've been putting herbal remedies together to help those of you that are able to make it back and forth to the restroom in the middle of the night without holding on to the doorknob or the dresser table. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Oh, my friends, yes, my friends, those of you that want to be the winners in the game of chance, those of you that are just plain unlucky, luck is so bad mosquitoes won't bite you. I want to show you, friends, you too can turn that around. The situation, my friends, that you're facing don't have to be there for the eternity of your life. Oh, my God, write down that telephone number, friends, at 404-212-2444. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. And I want you to know how great the Lord is. So clap that hand as you go through life and understand that God is right there with you as you go through your life, my friends. Oh, my God. We don't have to speak loud. We can whisper and know that we're here right there at the ears of God and have just that faith as that lady that went to that little room to pray and talk to God by herself. Oh, my God. I'm going to play one or two testimonials and get back with you, my friends. Again, write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Yes, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, bless. Bless me now. Right now, my Savior.
Sunday, I guess it must have been God's will for me to listen to the radio station, because I've never listened to that station on Sunday morning at that time, because I'm usually in church. And so I was at the, just sitting, just cooking and listening to the radio. And next thing I know, I had some name and number, and I was calling. And from that point on, everything has just been totally different. Totally different. That's amazing. I just have a different feeling about myself and about my home, about everything.
Because at first, I was listening to you when you first called, and you really, I mean, by dealing with unnatural things, and it's even worse than witchcraft. I mean, worse.
I know, because I just couldn't feel that this was something that was natural, because it happened to me too suddenly. All of a sudden, it just, there I was sick. And it all happened when I told him I was not going to be seeing him anymore. And that, you know, that I thought it would be best if we went our separate ways. I said, you're not going to change him. It's not going to do me any good to continue sitting around waiting on you. I said, all you want to do every time you come over here is get in my bed. And then you leave, and you can never do anything for me or do anything with me but come over here and get in my bed. I said, and I know you're living with another woman and you got children over there. I said, and I...
And he even threatened you and told you what he was going to do.
Yeah, he said it, but he said it in a little jokingly way, you know. And I didn't pay it any attention, because I know once before he went to Nigeria, and when he came back...
And he even said the word voodoo.
Yeah, he said, oh, he... voodoo. But he did, he just said one time, he says, well, I'm going to put something on you and nobody's going to ever have you. I can't have you.
And that's what happened to
you. You're not going
to
leave me.
And you've been this, how long has this been going on?
Well, I've been sick like this for a year. Well, not a year, I'll say. I really got sick in November, but we had been married 8 years, but we only lived together in the same house for 10 months, but I continued to see him. You know, we continue to come.
My friends, I'm going to ask that you join us right now for 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone you don't even know on the other side of town that having the same trouble that you're having. Right now, join us. Lay your hand on that radio, my friends. Join us right now. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in your heart. In the name of Jesus, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, when it, or how you plan to do it. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach, after it's all gone, my friends, there's something else to get it back. Oh, good God. Again, my friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friends. Don't try to memorize it. That's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Now, again, my friends, those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Send that prayer request. Whatever donation you send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, neither one of us can do anything with it. Oh, my friends, yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory asking you, friends, not to give up, my friends, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God. Oh, my God, my friends. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. Now, my friends, when we write you back, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. And, oh, my God, we are asking that you stay in touch with us and let us know how well God is in your life. Oh, my friends, for further information, my friends, I'm here at the prayer line all throughout the day with you, you, and especially you that are trying to come through. No matter how long, my friends, you've tried to turn this situation around, no matter how many places in the past you've went to looking for help, if I cannot help you through the power of God, I'll show up to God will not harm you, my friends, but I'll show you that there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friend, just dial me right back. Again, those of you that are writing, that mailing address, once again, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Pray that you've enjoyed the broadcast, my friends, and we shall be back with you again on another Lord's Day. Again, friends, write it down. That's 40.